Ah, the wedding dress. Sigmund Freud says all we want is significance. The elements of a woman's wedding day conspire to prove her significance, and the process begins in earnest with the dress. It mattered. It was important, says Janice.
Everything was swirling around me, says Phyllis. It was just crucial to get the right one, says Rhonda.
It is the archetypal shopping experience, the Rosetta Stone for married women, whether happily married or not. It decodes everything. And although money must have been a constraint, they never mention it. We are in a magical world, beyond price here. Few shopping experiences live up to this expectation. But there it rests, the subconscious standard by which we judge every trip to every store. It makes sense to deconstruct it carefully. What are the criteria, the standards, the phases that each of these women describes? There is a common thread, a series of steps we must take to experience shopping nirvana. We hear them again and again, the four pulse points to the ideal shopping experience. Together, they transcend the essential thinginess of the thing acquired, reorient the shopper on her life's path, and recast her relationships with everyone in the process. It is through the work of this ideal shopping experience that we forge our hope and disappointment for all shopping, seeking always the genuine shopportunity. The first is anticipation. I had looked forward to it for so long, Rhonda tells Hal. I knew it the moment I saw it. I'd been planning it in my mind since I was 7.
It was an event, says Julie. It was fun because it was so exactly what I'd imagined and looked forward to. I felt so happy.
I'm looking for my wedding dress. My mother is with me, says Jenna, the married mother of a 3- and a 6-year-old. We're at the Bridal Sophisticate. I'm trying one on to be nice because the sales girl is helpful, but I know exactly.